Welcome to Command AI Shortcuts, where we breeze through this week's episode in 5 minutes or less.
It's worth saying this is automatically generated.
Don't hate us.
So there could be mistakes. Enjoy!
First up, the coding wars are heating up as the big two release their new frontier models just 27 minutes apart. We have Opus 4.6 and GPT 5.3 Codex.
Opus 4.6 plans more carefully, can operate more reliably in larger code bases, and for the first time features a 1 million token context window. It also introduces agent teams, where you can have specialist agents for front-end, back-end, and UX all working together.
And not to be outdone, GPT 5.3 Codex dropped just minutes later. It scored significantly higher on the terminal bench, but honestly, both models are so powerful now. If you're using GPT Plus, stick with Codex. If you're a Claude code user, stick with Opus. You can't really go wrong.
And with the new model, OpenAI released the Codex app. It's a whole new desktop UI for building with AI, and I am loving it. You have your projects in folders, different chat threads for each, and you can build without even looking at the code. It's a much nicer UI than the terminal, even though the terminal feels more professional. I think OpenAI is on the right track with this.
Webflow also surprised us with a new AI site builder. It looks like Framer. It's a full canvas where you generate a sitemap, edit pages side by side, and then it builds it all out.
I'm so excited about this. Not because of the AI builder itself, which just uses pre-made sections, but because of the new Canvas UI. I would love to see my existing projects in this view, maybe with breakpoints like Framer. This is a glimpse of the future for Webflow.
Now for some drama. Remember Maltbook, the social media for AIs? Well, it all came crashing down. Yeah, the founder tweeted, "I didn't write one line of code for Maltbook. I just had a vision and AI made it a reality." He deluded himself into thinking he could release something production ready.
And it was a disaster. They were exposing their entire database to the public, including secret API keys. There was no rate limiting, so crypto scammers took over, upvoting their posts thousands of times. It just completely fell apart.
It just goes to show, you need to be careful. AI can build something that looks like it works, but you can't just prompt your way to a secure, scalable application. This is a perfect example of why you need to start by building your own tools, learning the ropes in a safe environment before you start selling to clients. Exactly. Replace your subscriptions. I'm rebuilding Frame.io for my own video review process. It'll save me $30 a month. Start small, build your own micro SaaS tools, and learn as you go.
Speaking of big companies, Anthropic didn't waste a second to rip into OpenAI for introducing ads to their platform. They released a whole series of ads.
They are so good. They show an AI giving helpful advice, and then it gets interrupted by a totally unrelated ad for a mature dating site. And of course, Sam Altman got really defensive on Twitter about it.
Finally, a really cool update from Figma. It now lets you make an editable vector out of any image. You just take a screenshot, paste it in, click vectorize, and it's done. It's not perfect, but it's amazing for quick edits.
Well, that's all we have time for. I've been Samuel.
I've been Kabarza.
Keep on vibing.
Peace out.